Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. We hope you're having a great summer.
皆さん、広島大学のポッドキャストをいつもお聞きくださりありがとうございます。今月はこれまでの優しい英語会話のエピソードから厳選した超濃縮版をお届けします。
Yes!Let's listen to some of the best episodes from our Yasashi Eigo Kaiwa. Get ready for fun, everyone. Here we go.
Yay! Yay!
Good evening, ma'am. What can I get for you?
I don't know. Any recommendations?
Well...Our grilled lobster is always the best recommendation, and our special dish this month is buttered oysters. And since today is Friday, we have poutine as a side dish for any main course.
Actually, I'm allergic to seafoods, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get you the beef and chicken menu. I'll be right back.
Wait, I'm actually... he's gone.
Here you go, ma'am. This is the beef and chicken menu. We have Mongolian beef, rosemary roasted chicken, teriyaki chicken, and as I told you, since today is Friday, the poutine side dish service is still included.
Well, sorry to say this, but I'm also a vegetarian.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'll get you the vegetarian menu immediately.Just a moment. I'll be right back in a second. Here you go, ma'am. This is the salad menu. We have Caesar, Waldorf, and Cobb salad. And I really recommend the mushroom cream soup. Anyway, since today is Friday, but you are a vegetarian, we can serve garlic parmesan roasted potatoes instead of poutine as a side dish.
Oh wow, that's so nice. Let me think.
Take your time, ma'am.
Well, can I have a glass of water first, please?
Okay, sure.
No.Not this one. Dear, maybe this one?
What's the difference? It doesn't matter. The Browns invited us for 7 o'clock. We've got only 10 minutes. No more time.
And I have nothing to wear to the Browns.
You have nothing to wear? You have a full wardrobe of clothes.
The Browns have already seen me wearing all this stuff.
Well, what's wrong with this outfit? I think it's new...
The thing you call an outfit, I've been to the theater wearing it, and Mrs. Brown saw me there, so I won't wear this one.
What about this one? Black with flowers. Good, in my opinion.
Last month, I went to an art exhibition, and there was Mr. Brown's sister. She saw me wearing this.
Every time we go somewhere, we have the same problem. I'm all dressed well.And I have to wait for you to choose a dress?
Because I want to be unforgettable for everyone and always be fashionable. So let's continue searching for some appropriate clothes.
I can't take this anymore. You have nothing to wear? You can go naked. I don't care what you wear and nobody cares.
Oh hey, that's a good option. But Mr. Brown already saw me like that.
What?
Oh,Nothing, nothing. Never mind. Hey, this jacket looks good too.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'd like to have my favorite cheeseburger with fries and a drink. I love cheeseburgers.
Which kind of drink would you like? We have orange juice, apple juice, soda, and ginger ale. Sorry, we don't have grape juice right now.
Ginger ale, please.
Would you like to upsize your drink into a medium or large, sir?
No. Just regular, please.
Okay. That comes to 500 yen.
Okay. Here's 1,000 yen.
Oh, look at this. It looks like you are our 1,000th customer this month. Because of that, we have a gift for you.
Awesome. Yeah. Today might be my luckiest day ever.
Here you go. A teddy bear. With this, you...
What? A teddy bear? Are you kidding me? I don't need that. Just give me my food, please.
But sir, let me explain about this teddy bear.
Just give me my cheeseburger. I'm hungry.
Okay. Welcome to McDonald's, ma'am. Oh, congratulations! You are our 1,000th customer. Here's a gift from us.
Haha. Why did that woman accept that useless gift? Who needs a teddy bear anyway? It's for kids.
Ma'am, whenever you bring this teddy bear to any McDonald's store, we will give you one free cheeseburger. You can use this perk once a day.
What? Today is my unluckiest day ever.
Jake, which laptop do you think I should get?
Well, I would recommend the one that I have. So, that's this computer.
Okay, sounds good. I'll ask the clerk more about this computer and see if I can haggle over the price.
But the banner in front of the store said no negotiating prices, and it's already within your budget.
Just watch and learn. There is no price that isn't negotiable. We consumers are brainwashed by companies that we are supposed to pay the price marked on goods. But that isn't the case.
Ha ha, that sounds impossible, but I'll watch and learn.
Excuse me.
Yes, how may I help you?
I'd like to buy this computer, but the price is just unacceptable.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I'm not allowed to make the price any lower than it.
Don't you understand? This computer is worth way more than the price that it's being sold for. The original price, 6,000 yen, is too cheap. I want to buy it for 10 times the original price, so make it 60,000 yen.
Are you sure you want to pay that much? We have a no-return policy.
Of course I'm sure. Stop asking me before I change my mind.
Well, in that case, I would be happy to change the price for you. Please sign here, and here, and here is your new computer. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. See, Jake, it's easy to negotiate prices when you ask for a higher price.
What? What are you doing? You are supposed to negotiate for a lower price. Negotiating isn't the main objective. Lowering the price is. I can't believe you just bought a laptop for 60,000 yen.
それでは楽しい夏をお過ごしください。
バイ。